Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You made a prediction on yesterday's show that I thought was an awesome prediction. You said Tristan Jarry is going to have a shutout against the New York Islanders. And the point was, they'd play him, and because there was no pressure, he'd play well.
Uh-huh.
Man, he didn't even play.
Right.
And we knew at about 11 o'clock, when Nedeljkovic was the first guy off the ice, what Mike Sullivan did was he didn't even turn the game over to Tristan Jarry in a meaningless season finale. He's done.
That's what he told us.
It's done.
That's what they told us.
Yep.
They told us he's done. I had no doubt in my mind. Like, it was a funny prediction because you could just see it happening, and that's
yes.
How things play out. And they win the game significantly, and Jarry's the reason why, and he puts the shutout, and he's back, and it's like, oh, okay, well, Jarry's back again for next year. But the fact that Nedeljkovic was the first goalie off the ice, he was the goalie to obviously start the game and to finish the game, that says everything you need to know about what they think and where they're at with Tristan Jarry. I know that. I don't know what the situation is going to be with Nedeljkovic next year, but I know that Tristan Jarry is on the chopping block. He definitely is.
They have a goaltender in the AHL that I'd like to see maybe be their backup next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about this yesterday. I wouldn't mind signing Nedeljkovic to the same term. So a 1-year, 2-year deal for $1.5 million, something like that, as the backup. But then I thought more about it. I'd rather just have the youngster come up, be the backup, and go out in free agency or via trade and get a primary goaltender. I'd like to see the youngster get a chance, and then I just don't want Tristan Jarry back, and I really don't know that you need Nedeljkovic back either. Again, I'd be okay with him coming back, but I'm not making it an offseason priority. And when we talked about this yesterday, we got a lot of texts. And I got a lot of tweets even going through last night saying, nobody's going to want Tristan Jarry. Yeah, I just don't agree with that. I know Tristan Jarry's not a good playoff goaltender. I know you can't count on him. We know that. We're close to the situation. But there was smoke about the Penguins fielding offers on him at the deadline. The Penguins obviously felt like they needed to pay 5 years and $5-plus million this offseason, leading you to believe that there were other teams in on the negotiations as well, driving the price up. You can find a taker for anybody.
Granlund. Like,
yes.
Here's an example.
Yes. Granlund, Jan Ruda, Petrie's bad contract. You can find takers for anybody. That's what last offseason showed us. Well, Erik Karlsson, Penguins took him on, and I thought, you're going to have to put together an attractive offer to get a guy of that caliber who had 100 points last year and 25 goals. No, you literally traded all your bad players and bad contracts for that guy. You can find a taker for anybody. And in a goaltender-starved league, the selling point would be he's a 29-year-old who's been a multiple-time All-Star. And you don't need him, if you acquire him, to be elite. Do you need better than what you have? Yes. And so a team like the New Jersey Devils that was goaltender-starved this year, perhaps. Now, the Philadelphia Flyers, Carter Hart got all caught up in that sexual assault thing, and allegedly, I don't know what happened there, but he ain't around. He might never be around again. They need help. Teams up and down the league need goaltender help. Is Tristan Jarry a savior? Duh, no. We've seen it here. Can he be an upgrade elsewhere? Absolutely he can.
Right.
Are you going to get anything in return for him? Probably not. A draft pick, salary dump kind of move. Do you maybe need to attach another player as a sweetener? Yeah, all those things are on the table. But if they want to move on from Tristan Jarry, they can. And by virtue of Mike Sullivan saying, oh, you're not even getting the net in a meaningless game, I think they do want to move on from
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And this is why Dubas is good at what he does, is because what he did this offseason whenever he first got here and making the moves he did to get Carlson, getting things off the books, he can make any move. I don't know where people are at on Dubas right now. I mean, I just haven't really gotten a feel. I think it's
incomplete, I think.
Incomplete. But I mean, I still am at where I was whenever they hired him.
I'm with you.
Because of the moves that he made and the almost impossible situations that were like, how are they going to get out of these contracts? How are they even going to, just like you said, how are they even going to acquire or trade for Carlson? He made it happen. We didn't believe that he was going to make it happen. The time was running out. He made it happen. He can make something happen with Tristan Jarry and get something back. I mean, even Bunting. Like, you're going to trade Jake Guentzel for a Bunting?
And a couple of guys that aren't even top 10 prospects for Carolina.
And look at Bunting.
Yep.
So I believe that he can make something out of Tristan Jarry and getting him off the books and trading him away and getting something back. But I think it's almost inevitable. Like, I feel like it is almost certain that that's going to happen.
He can't want to be here either. He can't be. He signs the deal telling you that last offseason he obviously wanted to be here and he wanted to make as much money as possible. And theoretically, the Penguins probably paid that.
Would you want to be here after last night? Because you know that, I mean, you're thinking, okay, I can have one more chance.
Did Kenny Pickett want to be here anymore?
Nope.
I look at it exactly the same way. You've paid me to be the guy. At least give me my net back for a meaningless game so that it doesn't have to be Nedeljkovic for the final 14 games of the season or whatever it was.
I could see if he was dealing with a hip injury and, you know, he's very injury prone,
yes.
But he was sick.
Yes.
And he lost his, and he didn't get his job back.
Right.
Then he got an opportunity.
And sucked.
And then now a meaningless game, and you're not even going to go to me? Yeah, my mind is like, okay, where's my next stop?
And who knows if Mike Sullivan's even going to be the head coach next year. If he is, and you're Tristan Jarry, you definitely don't want to be back. But I don't think Mike Sullivan's operating in a vacuum here. I'm sure he's sitting down and having conversations with Kyle Dubas and the rest of the hockey staff. And he's saying, look, I don't trust Tristan Jarry. I'm sure that's a collective groupthink kind of deal. So I would imagine Tristan Jarry is not a Penguin next year, and I do think they'll find a taker. I'll say this. I still don't have a problem that the Carlson move got made. You ship off a bunch of bad, and you get a guy that had 100 points last year.
Yeah, swing for the fence.
Yes, the process to me was sound.
Yep.
He underperformed. It didn't work this year. Understood. I will go back on the Bunting trade, though. I hated it at the time.
Me too.
Thought Bunting was a decent middle six kind of guy, and the prospects did not really do much for me. We'll see with the prospects. Michael Bunting's a good player.
Yep.
And if I'm looking for one reason for optimism next year, it's that you're going to have that guy all season playing alongside Malkin, and Malkin was much more Malkin-y than he was before that guy got here. He was Malkin-y, Doran.
Malkin-y.
So that gives me a little bit of optimism for next season.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.